Hi, this is John.
Hi, John. My name is George. I'm with Restorify, calling to speak with you about a brand new opportunity we have. This call is being recorded for quality. We are a part of the Intoxilock brand. The reason for my call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you?
You have my attention.
Thank you. An expungement is a way to make your DWI unavailable to the public. We offer a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work. Not only is it a self-paced process, but it comes with a fraction of the cost of the traditional route. So let me walk you through the process. It's very straightforward.
Okay, so you want some money from me for a fraction of the cost. I understand. I hear you. Can you get Intoxilock off? Because I'm not on probation, and Intoxilock shouldn't be necessarily required through the state of Minnesota driver's DMV. Can you help me with that? If you can't, then be honest. I don't want to waste your my time.
Thank you for letting me know that. Actually, no. While you still have the Intoxilock device on your vehicle, no, we cannot expunge the DWI. No, sir.
No, what are you calling for? To expunge what?
The DWI?
No, I can do that separately. Yeah, I can expunge the 2017 DUI. Trust me, I can do that on my own. I know how to do that. But when it comes to expunging the need to have Intoxilock in my vehicle,
well,
then
while you have the Intoxilock device on your vehicle, from my understanding, you're not able to expunge a DWI while you're on the Intoxilock device, while you're still using it, because it has a starting date and an ending date, and then it depends on what the judge is going to rule at the end. You still got to go see him, right, before they take that.
A problem. I didn't, unfortunately, I didn't file, like, I drove my vehicle before I got in an accident with the Intoxilock device installed, and I didn't file, I guess there's a form that says cease to, you know, like a stop, you know what I mean, through the court, through the DMV of Minnesota. So they don't even have a record. Like, they're going to add on more time that I need or that I have to drive a car. Okay, so I have to drive a car with a breathalyzer, right? And I didn't fill out the form that says, okay, I want to stop Intoxilock. So the 8 months back last year, year and a half ago, you understand, isn't being recorded as time under the Intoxilock program through the state. And I'm very upset because they're making me do the Intoxilock breathalyzer to start my vehicle, go to work, you know, do whatever I need to do, grocery shopping. And they're not giving me credit for the 8 months because I didn't file the paperwork. So can you help me with that?
Oh, no, sir. The only thing I can help you with is is expunging the DWI. But, you know, I can't do that either way because you're still an Intoxilock.
All right. So you obviously have records of my personal information. So why exactly?
No, sir. All I have is just your first name, last name, and your telephone number.
Just.
We are a brand of Intoxilock. The reason why we have your number is because from the interlock device that was placed on your vehicle. That's how you have just your first, last name, and your telephone number. No more information, just that.
What vehicle?
I don't know.
What vehicle do you have on file?
I don't know. I don't have no Viacom file. I just told you all I have is your first, last name, and your telephone number. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.